This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Among the many other promises Donald Trump made as a candidate for office was that he would shrink the size of the federal government, specifically shrink the number of people working in it. What's unclear is whether voters knew he meant shrinking it from the top down. According to the Partnership for Public Service and the Washington Post, which track these things, there are about 1,200 presidentially appointed positions requiring Senate confirmation. 560 or so of those are key jobs, the very top levels of agencies and the executive branch. 120-ish have somebody in them confirmed and working or at least formally nominated, which means like 430 jobs have nobody, not even a nominee. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer looks at why it has been so hard for the White House to bring down its own unemployment rate.
There are lots of reasons people go to work in the White House. Serve your country, be a witness to history, change the world. Whatever the reason, ending up here at U.S. District Court in Washington, testifying in front of a grand jury, not on the list. Yet scandals involving Presidents George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Richard Nixon, among others, have all led to these courtrooms.
Monica Lewinsky testified before the grand jury today. She answered each question truthfully.
That was Lewinsky's spokeswoman, Judy Smith, in 1998. There's no indication that any of President Trump's aides or advisors will end up in court, but the prospect alone is enough to put a chill on hiring, says Max Steyer, head of the Partnership for Public Service, which works to make government more effective.
Anyone who is thinking about a senior post in government in an area that might touch Russia would be thinking about this, yes.
Steyer says the White House isn't short on resumes, but he says this administration isn't hearing from the best and brightest. And Steyer says that's partly because of the Russia controversy and because the White House also rules out anyone who said anything negative about the president. The Senate has been slow to confirm the nominees Trump has put forward, but, says Steyer,
that's only a relatively small part of the story. At least until now, there have not been very many nominations, and so unless people are nominated, it's difficult to put the blame on the Senate and their delays.
It can also be difficult to work in an administration that's under investigation.
So there is, I think, a nervousness. You do have to be careful. What you write down, what you email, what you say.
That's Joe Lockhart. He was President Clinton's press secretary during the Lewinsky scandal.
For my purposes, it taught me not to take notes. And just to rely on my memory, which thankfully was a whole lot better than it is now.
Lockhart never had to testify in the investigation, and he says 98% of the people in the Clinton White House had nothing to do with the Lewinsky scandal. Still, everybody had to be on guard, even junior staffers.
Not so much because you're doing anything wrong, but once you get into being talked to by the FBI or the Justice Department or a congressional hearing, you need someone to legally represent you.
And lawyering up is expensive. But the Trump administration's hiring problems go way beyond the White House. There are about 2 million federal workers at agencies and departments overseen by hundreds of undersecretaries and assistant secretaries. Most of those positions are still unfilled and require Senate confirmation. Grant Reher is a political science professor at Syracuse University. He says without those key people pushing the administration's agenda,
the government is going to have a tendency to kind of trundle along in the same direction that it was beforehand.
And Reher says add in all the other uncertainties and distractions, and career government workers might be
less likely to, you know, want to work 80 hours a week because you're just not sure where the whole thing is going.
To be fair, staffing a new administration is always a challenge, and investigations are pretty routine. Watergate, Whitewater, Iran-Contra, but typically it's hiring first, then scandals. It can be much harder when it's the other way around. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.